Hi, Till. This is Ira.
Hi, Ira. Yes, Till.
I had a little trouble
with it. So, Ira.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes. We must first probably wait until perhaps someone else calls in. And one
right.
thing at first, you know that iOS on iPhones and iPads had printing functionality for a long time.
Right.
And in Ubuntu, I've also implemented server functionality so that you can print from an iPhone on any printer on an Ubuntu machine. And now there's something new. I have seen today there was a report of the Japanese printing meeting.
Yes, I just saw that. I wanted to look at that while we were talking today.
Android 4.4 has also printing functionality. Unfortunately, I didn't get this update yet. I have an Nexus 7 from 2012, and this is one of the devices which Google has planned an update for to come today. But up to now, it did not come.
Okay. Oh, right. KitKat.
Yes, yes. So the only way until you actually get such an update on your device, which is a selection of several Nexus devices, you will have to have a Nexus 5, which is delivered from the beginning on with Android 4.4. This new Nexus phone, which came out something like 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, brand new.
Yeah, so perhaps in some hours or some days, I will be able to test this feature when the update for my device will come.
I'll be interested to hear about that.
Yes. And otherwise, in this report from the Japanese, I think there's nothing very important. It seems that not very much moved there in Japan.
Yeah, it seems like none of the action items have actually closed.
Yes, yes, and they come up again and again every 2 or 3 months when they
You and I and Glenn and Danny have done that too, so you know, some action items you have to have bandwidth to work on and more people. To me, most significant part of the minutes, apart from the comment on the ongoing action items and the comment on Android 4.4 printing support, is the last topic, which is how do we continue this meeting? And they're having similar problems that we have in U.S. Europe open printing of participation and specific tasks that they're working on. So it says after next printing summit, we can have a face-to-face to review it, and that they'll discuss, you know, topics. In between, they'll discuss with their companies about whether they continue meeting once a month or every other month, and you know, how to move forward.
Yes, yes. And one thing I see already is a face-to-face meeting after the printing summit. So it seems that it goes on that they're not so much interested in going to the printing summit and simply being there and discuss with all of us, but doing their own meeting after the summit.
Well,
probably to say
it doesn't say that they won't attend the printing summit. It just says they'll have a face-to-face meeting in Japan to review it afterwards. I think
yes.
We need to try and reach out to, you know, all of the active current participants in OP Japan and try and really encourage them to try and attend the West Coast Printing Summit, because it's, you know, short of actually being in Hawaii, it's pretty easy to get to San Francisco Bay Area and attend an Apple site. And it's pretty
easy
to justify the business travel, because you can certainly meet with, you know, your U.S. labs people and with, you know, business partners, you know, managed print services and otherwise. And
how long the flight from Tokyo, for example, to San Francisco over the Pacific Ocean?
It's not too bad. If you get the big jets that are flying fast, you're looking at, I believe, 8 or 9 hours. It's none of this 16-hour stuff anymore.
Yes.
I mean, it's a long
flight. So for Tokyo,
it's a long flight, but by comparison to Europe.
From Berlin to San Francisco.
Yeah, right. By comparison to flying from Japan to Europe, it's a much shorter flight. I'll look that up, Till, and maybe I'll take the lead and copy you on a note that we just send directly to the OP Japan people, for instance, replying to these minutes, but I mean with a new subject about participation next year in the printing summit face-to-face, because it seems, I mean, of course, Tim Wah and various others have dialed in religiously, but it seems to have a lot of value for the people from Artifacts and elsewhere in the open source community to actually attend the face-to-face, because it's a rare opportunity for them to sit with 20 printer manufacturers and a couple operating system manufacturers besides Linux, you know, in one room. And I think, you know, I think I suggest that one of the things that we should try to do, you and I and whoever else we can get to actively participate in these phone conferences and otherwise, that we should try and do in the next coming months is to try and early start picking topics and presenters, as we've done in previous years, and start really encouraging people to try and plan the travel budget, because as you know, I mean, it may be easier at Canonical than most places, but you kind of have to plan 6 months early and at least 3 months early to ever have any chance of getting travel approval for most people. And the same, you know, if we can, you know, plan it so that people think, oh, well, I could make other, you know, I could attend other conferences or, you know, go up to Stanford to lectures, you know, as Hintac did or whatever, you know, make extra use of my time in the San Francisco Bay Area, since it's one of the, you know, largest computer hardware and software concentrations in the world. So there are a lot of possible, you know, advantages. And since Ubuntu summits have become virtual now, there's less potential conflict, you know, in a particular week or whatever, because, you know, you don't have to both be in San Jose area and downtown San Francisco on the same day.
Yes, this is also one thing is the big Ubuntu UDSs they are not there anymore, and from Canonical there are internal meetings for the employees, but there are no public big meetings anymore. This is all virtualized. Ira?
Hi, I'm just writing some notes here. I'm saying, you were saying since UDS is no longer there, and then I lost the last, I'm sorry, I was typing.
Yes, UDS is no longer there, and for Canonical employees, there are internal meetings, and the UDSs are virtualized. They are only by internet.
Right, but there are other conferences other than UDS that you would attend, right?
Yes.
I meant computer industry or mobile industry conferences.
Yes. I myself did not plan to attend something.
Till sometime, if it's like this last year or two, sometime earlier in April, Linux Foundation will have their collaborative conference, whatever.
Yes.
Where we used to have our summit. Do you know the dates?
Yes.
Have you heard anything?
I don't know it yet. I will simply look. Collaboration Summit is March 26th to 28th.
March 26th to 28th.
Yes. In Napa Valley in California.
Okay, which is north of San Francisco. That's the wine district. So one would fly to San Francisco to get there, I think, pretty much. I know we aren't going to do our making, we're going to do our joint summit with PWG, but do you think that it would be useful for us to try and get a brief, presentation somewhere that week that you or with my help prepared into the agenda of the Linux Foundation Collaborative Summit?
One must look there is usually the first day is plenaries.
Right.
There are several groups, work groups.
Yeah, in the work groups, I think it would also be really good if we could coordinate, I guess, with Jeff, but anyway, on Linux Standard Base, right, in particular.
LSB.
Yeah, LSB.
Yes. So you mean that perhaps we are putting something into the LSB schedule?
Right. I suggest, yes, in fact, I think that's probably the best place to do it rather than in the plenary since we aren't going to hold working group sessions there. We reach out to Jeff, I guess it would be Jeff, about, putting in a printing and, printing and scanning, imaging device, whatever, printing-related topics, topic into LSB.
Yes. To see whether we need any updates in the LSB development, any new stuff.
Well, especially because Glenn was spearheading the scanning, and I think finished his parts for the scanning. It was other parts of LSB that were holding up release, not the scanning or the scanning testing. The Twain stuff was done. But we need to reach out to Tim Waugh and others in the community and see if we can get someone who to become involved in the LSB community on behalf of printing. Unless you want to do it alone yourself, but it would be much more productive to have you and I be aware of Tim or someone else actually.
Yes, this would be great.
You know, and so we could share the workout, and I could go reach out to people like Daniel Dressler, in who are very active in the PWG now, and try and get help, you know, for specific tasks. Because from what Glenn said, the main thing was to get, you know, point out a piece of software like, you know, a moderately recent release of CUPS or whatever for APIs that is now widely implemented in mainstream Linux distributions, and then to simply go through the effort of developing the tests, you know, the test scripts, to simply show that it's there and is basically operational. And they don't do exhaustive testing, but that seems to be what Glenn has done and what Jeff has done with printing-related stuff for some years now.
Yes, this would be a good idea to meet with the LSB people.
Yeah, at least I think it would. So, okay, I'm putting an action in here. Hang on a sec. I'm not typing very well today. Okay, I gave you and I an action item to reach out to the LSB working group about printing topics, and I'll get the exact right dates and the location and stuff on the Linux Foundation Summit.
Yes.
I'll put the link and stuff in the minutes, because this is also important for Japanese and other European participants. And actually, a lot of PWG members actually read our minutes, even when we only have a few of us talking. Danny Brennan has been very, very busy with his IBM Kaiser job lately. So I've talked with him on the phone a few times, but he hasn't attended any PWG meetings for the same reason he hasn't attended these telecons. But he hopes to do so again within a month or two, I think.
Yes. Yes, and Glenn or his
successor, who is Tak Shiozaki.
Yes.
And I have had exchanged email with Tak. In fact, he cast a formal vote yesterday on a spec in PWG, so I have contact info for him and could reach out to him to see if he can participate. And I was also going to try and reach out to Japanese and U.S. RICO people, now that Chris Dory and George are, you know, no longer participating from RICO and elsewhere, and kind of try and reach around to some of the other manufacturers and try and get presentation, participation in the Open Printing Monthly calls, but also in the planning and the activities, you know, and the requirements, the discussion of what activities we should do.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Because currently not much is happening. What I'm doing by myself is currently working and putting into CUPS filters a functionality. I don't know whether I've told you about that. That one.
Right. Could you send me an email that summarized that tersely that I could put into minutes? You know, an update on what you're doing with CUPS filters and other, or CUPS and Ubuntu, either topic.
Yes.
And then I'll put that in minutes. But I have, immediately after our call today, I have to leave and drive out of town for the afternoon. But I'll get out minutes by tomorrow.
So, yes, then I will give you the needed information.
Yeah, I think it would be better than me trying to take take notes on it while it's just two of us talking. So I have also, in the topic of the joint printing summit, given you and I an action to reach out to OP Japan and other OP community members to attend in person, because I think that's kind of the most important thing right now. To attend the May joint summit with PWD. Who? Open Printing Japan people and
yes.
Other people in the OP community on the printing architecture list.
Yes.
Because I think we need to start talking about that now to start getting people to look at their schedule while they might be able to make some changes in their schedule, because it's early.
That's cool.
So hang on a sec. I'm typing a moment. I'm no good at listening and typing anymore. Not sure I ever was, but I'm worse. Okay, so I have those actions down for, you know, outreach for face-to-face attendance at the joint summit, and also outreach to the LSB work group about printing topics for the Linux Foundation Collaborative Summit. And I'll get the correct URL and stuff for that and put it in. So the state of the Common Mobile Print Client is, you haven't heard any further from Glenn, is that right, since he retired?
Yes, yes. It's he wants to volunteer on it, but it is also important that it gets really used.
Right. Yeah, right, in touch and elsewhere. You know, in real releases. I think it's very important. Because I think I would like to see some, you know, parallel track with what I think of as the high function, you know, cups-based solutions for mobile devices. Because if you have a small feature phone, Glenn's lightweight mobile print client is probably a better solution than full cups client libraries, for instance.
Yes, that is true. And yes, and one thing is which I will also do soon is to make some splits in the Ubuntu packages so that one can that one can use only a certain part of cups and cups filters, so without GoScript, with only Poplar as renderer.
Right.
To get a printing environment for mobile, which is smaller, which does not have tons of drivers, which does not have GoScript and so on, so that it's smaller.
Right. Yeah, that ideally does not have vendor-specific drivers at all, but like IPP Everywhere has generic drivers, and that's it. That was the one thing I was going to say. I know this only anecdotally, but apparently it is true. A colleague of mine in PWG recently talked with me about the Android KitKat printing support. It unfortunately is not IPP Everywhere support and is still vendor-specific driver, old-style, sort of. So it does not scale well and requires that there be drivers for it from the vendors.
The fact for us to write model-specific drivers.
Right.
For
now, I don't know the full details, but apparently my colleague in the PWG ran up against this in prototyping, and he does development of Android as well as other software. So he was concerned about, here's a brand new printing API, and it's not even, like the MoPria Alliance, consistent with IPP everywhere. It doesn't leverage, you know, the core open printing protocol, and it doesn't leverage, you know, OS-provided drivers rather than manufacturer-provided drivers, generic drivers, you know, that avoid model-specific, you know, details and the whole distribution problem.
And it is able to print on network printers or on printers in general, probably only network printers because you probably do not want to connect a phone directly by USB to a printer.
There's a USB adaptation layer over Wi-Fi. And there's also a new Wi-Fi Direct standard for printing. However, that standard is IPP everywhere over Wi-Fi. This is like brand new. The spec is not even publicly shipped yet, but it is adopted.
If IPP everywhere support is not inside the Android operating system,
no.
Operating system allows, for example, for installing printer drivers. More or less, you go into the App Store, choose a printer driver app. The manufacturer usually will tell you in the manual of the printer which app you have to install, and then you can print. Then it should be also possible for us to theoretically to write an Android app which adds IPP everywhere support.
I was just thinking that as you said that, it in that model, it conceivably is just treated as another drive where it just happens to be open standard printing that you get by installing it, right? One could imagine that, you know, with some good, you know, publicity and whatever, Android users could begin to choose that, you know, the moral equivalent of a PDF virtual printer, an IPP everywhere virtual printer or printer that is not model specific, but in fact can print to any network printer available via Wi-Fi, Ethernet, or whatever, you know, visible to the mobile device.
And one thing is, do you have already an idea when will the first IPP everywhere printer make it onto the market?
It won't be IPP everywhere certified, remember, because IPP, and I'll put something in minutes about this, IPP everywhere self-certification, the process, the tests are complete, but the process, you know, the website and so on for the PWG is still in progress and will be incomplete in early 2014. So an IPP Everywhere printer is a printer that claims conformance to IPP Everywhere and may very well have run the test suite, which is available now and complete. But it will not have an IEEE logo sticker on it that says it's IPP Everywhere. Not this year.
Yes.
I mean, we've never been able to make this distinction before, but in the future, there will be a thing like the sticker on your laptop that says that it is, you know, on the packaging or on the physical printer that says that it is IPP Everywhere certified. It'll have a PWG IPP Everywhere logo on it.
And when will the first printer come? Not yet with a logo, but with which is technically...
With the technical capability. It is my informal understanding that from several vendors such a printer already exists. Has it shipped? I don't know. Will it ship soon? I think so. And the reason is I think vendors will want to, in the same way that they stated conformance to previous IPV versions and previous SNMP MIB versions and so on, they will want to claim that they have implemented IPV everywhere because it gives you the functionality of AirPrint and more on any operating system, at least where there's a generic driver for it from the OS vendor or Open Printing or whomever. I mean, as Glenn used to point out, and Epson could write an open standard IPV everywhere generic driver that wasn't Epson printer specific. It just happened to be for a version of Linux or a version of an Android or other mobile operating system that didn't yet have, you know, out of the manufacturer box support for IPV everywhere. Anyone could write it. And in fact, I rather like your idea about one of the possible approaches to Android is to just have Open Printing start, you know, a project to which isn't a very big project to create, you know, a lightweight IPV everywhere client, you know, a driver effectively renderer.
Yes, and. Yes, one thing is that I want to know when the first IPP everywhere printers available, at least technically working as such, because I want to buy that device and probably Canonical will pay it for me.
Okay. I know of several manufacturers who I have strong reason to believe are involved in building them. I can try sending private email and seeing if they're not going to pre-announce, but they might tell me privately that, you know, it'll be before the end of the calendar year or it won't, because there are certainly ones in development, but I just don't know their, you know, I don't know their stage, I don't know their shipping time frame, and I don't think anyone will ever know it until they have shipped. Also want to know about it, too, because Daniel Dressler has volunteered. I'm not typing much today, but I'll try and stick this in the minutes. Has volunteered to work with my mentoring on the WS Discovery, the Web Services Discovery tool component for the IPV Everywhere test suite. It's the one piece that we don't have yet. And tentatively to develop it with the GSOAP library, which has WS Discovery support. That would mean that the test client would run on Windows, Mac, and Linux because they all build native. And Mike already has working in the IPP test suite for IPP Everywhere has a recent tool called IPP Find, which is an implementation of Bonjour Printer Find that is IPP conforms to the IPP Everywhere spec, publishes the right text records in DNSSD.
Yes. It is part of the current Ubuntu, as
right.
The current
oh good.
CUPS 1.7.
Okay, so the idea, Till, is that there would be a tool that would then become available that users could download, even if operating system providers haven't bound it in yet. Right, that was the equivalent of IPP Find for WS Discovery. Rather than Bonjour Discovery, it was Web Service Discovery. But same properties, and the same properties as in the extended LDAP printer schema, which I have in pretty late stages. It is in IETF review. It's going to be next year, I'm sure, before it goes forward to the RFC editor. But for IPP Everywhere, we added, I can never remember, between 6 and 8 properties, a small number, to the existing 30 properties in the original LDAP printer schema, which is very widely implemented, like geolocation property that has a geo:URL for its value, so that a printer can tell a device in a mobile device in a meaningful way, where is the printer physically, where is it, which helps for discovery, and a few others. Device UUID, the universal identifier for the device, so that it is unique in the world, and a few others. And those have been added to the LDAP printer schema by me, with Mike Sweet's help, and are being added. And the same set of core properties that are in the LDAP printer schema, most are advertised in Bonjour TXT records in DNSSD, and are advertised in WS Discovery. In fact, the spec, with help from Justin Hutchings at Printing Product Manager at Microsoft, the IPP Everywhere chapter on discovery, the spec for WS Discovery, says publish all the properties that are in the LDAP printer schema. It's a very nice finesse. He didn't have to write the spec for the details. Just go read the LDAP printer schema and wrap them in a SOAP message, and that's, that is a WS Discovery message, and here are the properties, which, winds up being an actual example of about 25 lines of XML SOAP wrapper that gives you the exact same properties as the LDAP printer schema. So all three will be ways that you can discover. So in enterprise network environments where Active Directory is supported and the printer supports the LDAP printer schema, the standard one from IETF, then the printer can publish itself in Active Directory and in other LDAP directory implementations for Mac and so on, which is pretty neat, actually a good convergence.
Great.
Hang on a second, and I want to write just reminders to myself to fill in notes about this. Okay, WS Discovery. Okay, I put the topic in and I'll know what I need to put in there. And you're going to send me an update on your work.
Yeah.
For cups, filters, and but also on your work for CUPS 1.7 in Ubuntu, just any update at all. And you can look at my minutes from last month and see if there's updates to that. Certainly, CUPS 1.7 has now shipped, so I'll update that part in my minutes. I don't think there's anything to update from Google Summer of Code. It has completed, and, that's that.
One that from one of the three students with the Fumetti grip stuff,
right,
ripping out the stuff of the support for the obsolete printing systems, LPD, LPR, and G, and so.
Right.
This I have now integrated in CUPS filters.
Okay. And last month we said so I will now say as integrated project results with CUP filters. Thank you.
Yes, the package filters will go away, and CUPS filters will overtake also this part, making it easier for the distribution because they have one package less to take care of.
Right, and this is real. Well, it just makes things come closer to just working, because it's simpler now. And that's good. Okay. For color management, beyond the status from last month, which we did, you did give me some, which included, I'm sorry, that you have made a CUPS 1.7 package based on Joe Simon's color work for Saucy 13.10.
Yes, it's in my PPE.
It has been done. Yeah, it's in your. Oh, right, it's in your PPA. I've got the URL here. Okay, so that's up to date from last month, except that I'll show that CUPS 1.7 has indeed shipped. The updates to the OP website that Giannis and Anton did or worked on, is there any update at all on that anymore?
To update also to get the forums back, and it seems that and the administrators, they have started to work on getting the forums back. And now what we need is for the forum, some people who do the moderation, who throw away bad messages like spam and so,
right,
and move to correct forums if they are started in the wrong one, split them up if people are discussing about two different subjects.
Okay, hang on a sec, I'm catching up.
So, would be
I
great.
Put a note in the wrong place.
Who volunteer for that?
Hang on a sec, Till. I think I just managed to delete the very line there. Yes, I did. That was the problem. Okay, hang on a sec till I need to write something so in the right place in the minutes. Okay. So the basic updates have been done, and admin is working to recover the forums?
Yes. I think they have it nearly done with the recovery of the forums, and after that they will work on updating the site.
Okay. All right. Good. Please do stick something in an email to me about that, too, so I get this quite correct in your activities. Okay. I don't think I have any other topics, and I need to get off here and get on the road. Do you mind if we adjourn now? Till only that I would like to check December and January meeting times. We had previously scheduled December for the first Wednesday, which is the 4th. Does that still work for you?
Yes. I don't know about anything against it.
Okay. In January, the first Wednesday is New Year's Day. That's not appropriate. Therefore, I suggest that we meet on the 8th of January, a week later, on a Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm putting that down as the tentative for the January time.
Yes.
Okay. And I will stick a tentative February time in that manages not to collide either with TCG or PWG, which is going to mean, I think, Till, that it winds up being in the third week of February next year. Yes, it'll have to be, because otherwise it definitely will collide either with the printer working group or the Trusted Computing Group's conferences, which are back-to-back in the first 2 weeks of February. So I'll stick something in about that as a tentative.
Okay.
Okay, good. I will talk with you soon, and I'll get some notes out for our action items and so on, and I'll get minutes out tomorrow, but not yet today. Sorry about that. I just don't have the bandwidth to do it yet today.
Okay.
Okay. Take care of yourself, and I will talk with you soon or email to you soon.
Yes. See you
then. Bye.